episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Alright, here we are on New Year's Day here in Australia. I don't know, is it New Year's Day there in Bulgaria, Jono?
8 o'clock in the morning, Rollo. Hello to Rollo and hello to all the listeners here at truthmeets.com. Great to be here, Rollo. Yeah, it's New Year's Day and yeah, I want to come along and say hello to you and to all the people and wish everyone a happy new year. As they say here, Chestita Nova Godina. Hello to all the people, and Happy New Year, and hopefully, this will be the best year of our lives. What do you reckon? The best year of our lives. Is that possible?
I'm glad you can speak different languages. I can barely speak English, but it's
I'm struggling with English as well, actually. But tell me the truth, Rollo. What was the best year of your life, if you had to pick one? What was the best year? Was it 1989?
No, 1999, when I went to England and I sat on the throne of I jumped over the velvet ropes and I got to become the King of England.
1999. So you would have been at that time about 30 years old, roughly, give or take.
Yeah, when I was at my best, you know, with my voice. My voice has sort of lost some of its cadence. You know, like John Laws, you know, when he was at his best, he was probably in his, I'd say, the early 80s. And we, rest in peace, John Laws. I mean, I'm glad I got to speak to him, and I'm glad I get to speak to you. You know, with all the modern technology and that, all the AI now, we kind of
you blockheaded bastard.
There you go. That's you with your soundboard. Yeah,
you did get to meet Laws in real life, and I have to give you credit, man. A few months ago, unfortunately, he. He did leave us, old Lawsy, but you and Velo and Rick and Ab, the fakeologist, you gave him a good send-off, I thought.
What's Vale mean again? It means goodbye or something, doesn't it?
I guess so.
Time to say goodbye. Do you remember that classic Italian song?
But he had a good run, you know. He had a good run, you know. What was
90.
He, 80 years old?
90.
There you go.
Yeah, 90.
I've got a funny feeling, Rollo. Neither you nor me are going to make it to 90. That's just a sneaking suspicion that I've got.
I would say no chance, JLB. I would say no chance I'm making it to anywhere near that. I'm 56 now. How old are you? You're in your...
38, as they say here, 38, awesome, good dinner. I got 38, yeah. Mate, every day is a blessing. The life that I've lived, Rollo, the life I've lived, every extra day is a blessing.
I fucking love that. I love that because last night, where I live now, because I got kicked out of the street I used to live in, you know, neighbors, everybody loves good neighbors. Well,
and whose fault was that, Rollo? Whose fault was
mine? Mine. I said the N word. I said the N word to my new neighbors because they were wearing face masks during COVID, and I did not handle that very, very well at all. So, anyway, so the new place I've got, they had the biggest New Year's Eve party last night.
I saw a video of you at your new place. I saw a video of you with Rick from Port Macquarie and Velo from Lithgow.
Yeah.
There's a video of you guys and a whole bunch of really attractive women just walk out of nowhere and and celebrate. AI. Now, where did you get those women from? Where did these lovely AI. Ladies come from?
It was AI, mate. It was completely fake. Yeah.
I thought maybe you had I enjoyed a posse of beautiful hangers-on.
Did you see
on
the one where all the Twinkie blokes came out as well and were kissing us?
Blokes came out and kissed you. No, I haven't seen that.
Well, that was the AI one as well. It was.
Oh, that was also AI, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
It seems more believable, you know, all things considered. Yeah.
The right. one I really liked was me hugging Berylicious, did me hugging John Laws way back in 2007 when I met him. And he put his arm around me and he shook my hand and I had my dad's hand-me-down digital camera, and the producer guy took the photo of me and Lawsy, and then they made that into an AI type hugging thing. Yeah, but yeah, I really did like the guy, even though we. You know, we didn't always get on. It's like Grumpy Old Men. Have you ever seen that movie with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau and where they're sitting on that sofa looking out on the lake? Have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't seen it.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Burgess Meredith is his grandfather. He's the guy that played... the Penguin back in the 1966 Batman, and he grabs his hand and he's passed away, but he's passed away looking over the lake on this beautiful couch. I can't help but cry, you know. But anyway, look, talking to you, John Le Bon, on New Year's Day is an honor to me. Yeah, and you're having a good time. Your nipples are freezing when you're out having the cigarette just before.
Well, it's -2 degrees outside of it, literally -2 degrees. And there's no precipitation. There's no snow. It's just cold. Yeah. It's just freezing cold. But
and you got a lovely
I'm not complaining.
Girl.
You can't live in this part of the world. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't. You can't live in this part of the world and complain about the cold winters. That's part of the deal, you know. So it is freezing out there. But it's good to be here at truthmeats.com, Rollo, and it seems like you and Rick from Port Macquarie and, of course, Velo from Lithgow, you guys have been running a good ship the last few months. That's how it seems.
I think so. I think so. I think, a little bit of entertainment. I'm gonna go out and have another cigarette. I've got beers in my hand. What do you got in your hand, Jonah?
Bex. I got a Bex. And it's my last beer for
your
11
last
months.
Frothy.
For 11 months. I have to take a 11 months off. Well, I'm not gonna say a year. I reserve the right to drink in December.
Why 11? December's a good time. Why 11?
Well, because I want to drink in December. It's a great time to drink. But between now and December, I'll go back on sobriety mode.
You're going to freak out, bloody, all the numerologists with that number, 11.
There's lots of conspiracy people in this corner of the internet, you know, and they have all kinds of stories they tell each other, and it's really quite bizarre when you dig down into it. But... They mean well. They think they're cracking the case. They think they're solving the mystery of the Illuminati. You know, it makes them feel good. So good luck to them. You know, good luck to them.
I agree. Yeah. I think we've always got on when you come back to Australia. I really look forward to facing you with a cricket ball, and because you can still bowl a pretty good. Mean bouncer, can't you?
Well, it's been 8 years since I last bowled a cricket ball, but yeah, I reckon it's still at me. I reckon it's like riding a bike. I'm sure I could still put one right at your nostrils.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could.
Yeah.
We can see if you can get
it. I would hook it for six. I would hook that thing for six.
I don't like your chances. But I'll tell you this, one thing where you were way ahead of me was baseball. The last two seasons, I've gotten right into Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. It is way more entertaining than I realized. This whole
best sport in the whole world. I mean, I look, there are a lot of sports I like. Table tennis, gymnastics. I mean, but Major League Baseball is my favorite. And I hit a home run once, only one time. Isn't that pathetic?
How do you celebrate?
I slowly walked around the diamond.
And like, did you go for a beer that night, or did you say, "Hey, Chrissy, it's you and me at the Love Hotel," or how do you celebrate this achievement?
I went back into the clubhouse and I went, "I'm a legend." I just thought how good I was, you know, the hand-to-eye coordination.
I'm guessing it's a great feeling. So I'm asking you, like, did you celebrate that night? Did you buy a round of drinks, or did you call in old mates to bring in a couple of grams of the good stuff? Or, like, what do you do to celebrate that kind of thing?
Well, I shook the guy that threw the pitch to me, Matthew Grove, and I shook his hand. I said, "Thank you for putting that on my bat." It was legendary. Baseball is the best game.
When you hit a home run, you celebrate less than just a regular day, from the sounds of things.
What's your favorite?
Because you're a regular day roller. I mean, you do come across as a guy who enjoys the hedonistic lifestyle, as they say. That's how it comes across. Yeah.
I do. Life has been very good to me. I'm on my balcony right now. I'm talking to you. I'm looking at a dog.
You know you've outlived Warnie. Warnie made it to 52. You're 57. You've outlived Warnie.
Break my heart. Hearing the day he died. Broke my heart. It really did. And to hear the details of his death. You know,
what details?
Was a funny guy. He was in...
what details? They said he had a heart attack in Thailand. That's the details.
No, but he bled out. He bled out his ears. He bled out his nose. Bled out his eyes. Because he took the jab. You know, the COVID jab.
Where are you hearing this? Where are you getting this information?
People I know. Told me. I got talking to a medic and, he definitely took the death jab and went over because he liked prostitution and whatnot. And, he was over there. You know, doing what he does, which I don't blame him for. I just liked his sense of humor. I really liked him because he didn't he marry Liz Hurley or something, didn't he?
I don't have to tell them married, but they certainly were together according to the media for a little while. Yeah.
Mm. And she was, I mean, he was hopeless with phones. Like, what would he, you know, on texting, that's what I heard. You know what I mean? Excuse me.
Well, he had this issue back in his heyday where he was being sponsored by an anti-tobacco lobby, quit smoke or smoke quit, whatever it's called. And then he was caught at the back of one of his test matches or a cricket match having a dart. And some guy took a photo and he said, "Hey, give me that camera. I'll give you some money to not go and share that photo because I'm getting good money to pretend I don't do this anymore." And
Do you remember when Warnie could put his mouth over a schooner glass and just drink it? Yeah. It was so funny.
There's a video of Gough Whitlam, right? Gough. Mm. Remember Gough?
I did.
There's a video of Gough. He must be 70 years old, man, 75 years old, at a test match or some major cricket match, and someone handed him either the yard glass or just a big glass. Either way, 70 plus years old. The whole crowd's like, skull it. You know what he does? Skulls it. And they're like, yeah, Goff, there we go. Good stuff.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, man.
We like the alcoholism in Australia. It's a big part of the culture. Just complete alcohol. What do they call it? Alcohol use disorder, AUD. Alcohol use disorder. Yeah. Even former prime ministers, mate. Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. I mean, the alcohol that was getting downed on my next door neighbors last night because of New Year's was just amazing. You know, I was earwigging. You know, I was earwigging on that conversation because my next door neighbors they're legends. They're so good to me.
Did you get invited to their party, or were you?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to be either because I will just get in the road. I never stay in my lane. You know what I mean? JLB?
I'm listening.
When I drink, I never stay in my lane. And I don't want to be a party crasher or anything like that. And they all knew each other, and there was nothing about their party that wasn't no one got out of line or anything like that. They were loud. It was very, very loud. But it was entertaining. Look, my next door neighbor's covered in tattoos from head to toe. He's a lovely guy. I remember one time I was speaking too loudly to Velocet, Jolo, and he said, "Can you just shut the fuck up?" And I went, "Absolutely." Because the last thing I want to do is piss the neighbors off, you know. Do you have neighbors? You live in a unit, don't you, up there in Bulgaria, do you?
Yeah, I'm in a six-story building, and each floor has three or four apartments. So I've got about...
Yeah.
Can you average apartment people is two. I've probably got about maybe 50 neighbors here. I see them from time to time, and we're polite to each other. We say hello, but I couldn't tell you the first thing about them in terms of what they do for their life or what their dreams goals are or any of this stuff. I've got no idea.
I know what you mean. When I used to live in Lane Cove way back in 1989 when I was working for Westpac, the rent was ridiculous, and the job was boring. It really was working in the banking industry. But I was hoping to be, a millionaire, which I am now. Are you? Are you a millionaire?
Oh, not even close. No. No, no.
Oh. Do you own your apartment?
Bro, I barely own anything. My laptop computer is 10 years old. Can you believe that?
Well, your mic's still coming through clear as a bell.
Well, so this is a beautiful blue Yeti, which I bought back in 2016. I forget it. And I would say anybody, get yourself a blue Yeti microphone. Or even not a blue Yeti, just anything that has a USB connection sounds so much better than the
You got a Bluetooth soundboard stuff. As well? You got a soundboard
well,
as well?
I did have a soundboard, but I didn't load it up because I didn't know you and I were going to have this chat. But, I've got all kinds of sounds on the soundboard, man, like this.
Yeah, yeah. The block, you played the Blockheaded Bastard, John Laws, before.
It's just like a loop that winds back to the beginning and never changes.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too. Click on the donate link.
Hey, Velo, thanks for that. TruthMeets.com. Here we are with John LeBon on New Year's Day, of all things. G'day, John.
It's great to be here, mate. Yeah, it's a New Year's Day. That's true. That is true, 100%. And it's good to be here. So I want to say hello to you and best of luck for the year to you and to the viewers and to listeners and all these people. I hope this is the best year of their lives. I truly hope that.
Mm.
Statistically, that's almost, it's just implausible for most people, but in theory, let's imagine that their best days, they remember them, and they're going to be fine. Yeah.
No, it's a nice sentiment. A nice sentiment. And here we are. We've got the best producer in the world, because Velo will produce this. Because we've both got decent microphones. So tell me about your mic again. Like, what have you got?
It's a Blue Yeti, which I think back in 2016 cost, don't quote me on this, maybe 120 AUD, maybe 120 AUD, which for the benefits in editing and the voice capture, it's worth every stinky or every European cent, I suppose. Given that
whereas my mic costs like $45 or something. Mm.
Yeah, it's worth it, bro. That's all it takes. That's what I've tried, and not just me. Ab tries to explain to people, guys, spend a few bucks on a phone. It'll make everything you're saying so much easier to understand, you know? Mm. But they refuse to do it.
So what's your New Year's resolution?
Well, just start to piss until December. That's the first one.
11 months. Stay off the piss for 11 months.
Yeah.
That's just your resolution. Hey, you still keeping fit? Are you still ripped? Your body?
I wouldn't say I'm ripped, but I mean, I'm in decent shape, yeah. I would say that. For sure, you know. A young man has no excuses.
You're only 38, so.
Well, I'm getting older, man. That's getting older, let's be honest, man. That's getting older.
Yeah. You don't seem to have the antagonistic, like John Laws, you know, when I was being the protagonist. He's been the antagonist. Or am I being the antagonist and he's being the protagonist? You know what I mean? For an argument.
But I tell you what, man, it's been good catching up with you. It's coming up on 9, so I have to get going and go to bed, man. But I've enjoyed this, so I hope you and I can do this more often.
What song would you like?
What song? Well, that's a good question, man. I couldn't tell you. Let me think about it.
Is it
a buckshot rifle? Or is it meant to be
a slug gun? A slug gun? Is that what you're talking about? A slug gun, buckshot rifle. You still there, bro?
I'm always here, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can go out with a Dave J AI song.
Yeah, you're a fan of Dave J now. He's doing these bongversations, yeah?
I don't really do bongversations with him. That's actually Rick. Rick does the bongversations, but... what's your favorite song in the world? I know Velo will put it on the end. I know it. Just try and think. Have you got a favorite song?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, man.
Yeah.
Favorite song.
Cheers. I've got plenty of beers in front of me. I've got plenty of ciggies in front of me. I've got my Rosie in front of me. My King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. So, I'm in no hurry to go anywhere. I'm just glad to catch up with you and knowing we're being recorded on New Year's Day. We'll see if Velo can play the song while we're, I would imagine he'd be listening to it. I don't think we've got the blank spaces, whereas Fakeologist has got the actual software where, if you leave pauses, you don't actually get, it gets taken out. It's so funny that you can't go under his bumpers, though. I don't understand. He's got different software. Oh, excuse me, I just burped. Just give me a song, otherwise we'll go with a Dave J one. Let me just check my phone. If you're still there, John, at 2212, check 1 2. Mic check. Yeah, you're still there. You haven't fallen asleep on me, have you? I may be gone to the bathroom. I'll go to mute. Well, I think John LeBon has definitely fallen asleep on me. He's had a few frothies too many. I think we'll go out with, I'll send a tune. I don't think we even made an hour out of this nostalgia hour, but it is New Year's Day. We'll go out with a brand new Dave J tune, because it's all about me, you see. So I'll send that to Jolo, Rick and Rollo and Jolo. Yeah, have a happy 2026, everyone. It's awesome that I really would like to face a cricket bouncer, against Joel LeBon, or get in the ring with him, do some foxy boxing or something. Punch my lights out. There you go. We'll play the JLB song. It's he just sent it to me. It's friggin' classic. It sounds like, is it the Motley Crue or Van Halen? That's what it sounds like. It's a Van Halen AI song, so it's classic. Anyway, thank you, JLB, for the chat. I really appreciate it, mate.
Screaming accent! Thank you all in the crowd tonight! Electra. Electric guitar, Dreebird. Raspy.